Isaiah wrote, "Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins." What do we mean when we say God is righteous? In all things, God seeks that which is good and rejects that which is evil. The will of God is for all people to be saved, to come to the knowledge of the truth of salvation by grace through faith for the sake of Christ. Jesus, as a Messiah, did everything toward the goal of earning for you the forgiveness of sins and life everlasting. The triumph of Jesus was overcoming the evil things which cling to our nature, which is passed from Adam through each father to each child. Because Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, because he had no human father, Jesus did not have the original sin with which we are born. In this way, Jesus is like Adam before the fall, being in the image of God, perfect and holy. The Messiah was truly righteous, perfect in every way. He overcame the temptations of the flesh, unlike our first parents. He fully trusted in his heavenly Father, even when it cost him his life. He burst forth from the tomb on the third day after his crucifixion because sin and death had no hold on him. Jesus exchanged our sin for his righteousness. Although we still struggle with sin, although we will experience the sleep of temporal death, we are declared holy in God's sight for the sake of Christ. His righteousness overcame sin, death, and the power of the devil. His righteousness is our hope and our salvation. May our Lord grant you the peace of knowing you have been given the righteousness of Christ. Amen.